outer directed needs, another chapter we are picking up to understand what are outer element and that direct them. What are the needs for them? Esteem of others. Somebody told them, why don't you go here? See, we have gone there. So this outer element, which is the need, of course they have, but esteem comes in into them from outer source. And self-esteem, they also sometimes create by reading literature, listening to others, they create this outer directed factor that steams them up and they take a travel. Identification, how do we identify this outer directed? They are material wealth they have, they have money, they can buy things, they have visible ability to travel, they are not physically challenged, they can walk, they can travel, and they can pay for it from their wealth, the money they have, and they have been living, we can notice them with success. These are the component and identification that comes in from outer directed element. Further characteristic of outer directed, we can count on success oriented. Always want to be the best at what they are doing. These type of people, they are doing something at the best level. And they are ready to pay for it. As I said, they have wealth. Welcome opportunity to show their abilities. They are looking, if anything crops up in front of them, they would show their abilities so that they are being welcome and appreciated. Take great pleasure in recognition and reward. Yes, if they can show their talents and if they are rewarded, even a small reward will make them happy. Anything which they play, if there is a game going on, if they greatly success, if they see success, they appreciate it. They look to maximize the opportunities. Will take opportunities for advancement. If opportunity knocks, opportunities appear, they take the advantage of all that and maximize them as much as possible, getting exposures to different things. Then professional networking. They believe they will take opportunities for advancement and professional networking. These type of people meet with other people, share their thoughts, take thoughts from them, and these are the characteristics we are counting on. Trends and fashion conscious. They love to look smart. They wear good clothes. They wear expensive clothes, branded clothes, because that will be making them fashion conscious. And like new ideas and new ways. They always like new ideas. New things are put before them. I will try this. It's a new idea. Wonderful. I think I can be successful in this. We were counting on the characteristic of outer directed people. We inner directed, what are the needs? Aesthetic cognitive, the aesthetic feeling that makes them happy. By looking at that, they are aesthetic cognitive. And self-actualization, how they have, how they have realized this and put that into actual practices. So as self-actualization, we identify them. They believe, inner-directed people always believe in justice. If someone is being hurt, then they would do justice if they have been asked. Not because what it concerns, it doesn't concern us. No, they will do justice. Openness, talk openly. Nature, self-choice, they don't care for rules, material wealth, and visible success. They are not. They are self-conscious, not for rules, not for material wealth, and not visible success. Okay, we are into inner-directed characteristic. Mind it, we are looking at the different type of tourists. And we are counting on the needs and characteristics, why they have these type of practices along with their activities. Trying to put things together and understand the big picture. Yes, they believe in joint work. safety and in the joint approach, because they would look at the bigger picture. If there is a flooding, they would join with the mass, the people around, to see that everybody come out of this flooding safely. They are not purely self-conscious. These are the characteristics of inner-directed concern about the environment, society, world party. So they are very much conscious people. They are concerned what is happening around. They feel they are feeling, they are feeling about poor people. They would like to help them. And always looking for new questions and answers. People do toss. They would always say, thank you for asking me this type of question. Yes, I would be answering. Likewise, they would toss up questions to get satisfactory answers. These are the characteristics. Strong internal sense of what is right and what is wrong. They have this internal sense within themselves. They do decide, and they have the sense to categorize, bifurcate right and wrong. And of course, they have strong desire for fairness, justice, and equality. So they are people who advocate these qualities of fairness, justice, and equality. Justice, we picked up even in the earlier slide, where they look for justice. They believe in giving justice. They appreciate justice, and so on. This is a slide telling of buyer behavior prototype, Matthieson and Wohl. So the travel buying behavior prototype from Matthieson and Wohl. So intent to travel or felt need to travel. They have planned to travel. These are our identification picked up from 1982 printed literature. Information collection and processing, evaluation image. So information collection, they would like to learn more, get information. Travel decision, making choice between alternatives. So what is being offered as an alternative? They have the decision making that I don't love this, I would prefer this. They have this decision making. Then travel plan. And of course the last is, travel satisfaction and result and evaluation. So they would seek the travel satisfaction in their behavior. Also the travel plan preparation, they get involved and not take everything that is being offered to them randomly. So we were looking and the different buyer behavior. How do they act? Now this whole slide tells you of Middleton prototype. Step one, stimulus input, a wide range of travel and tourism industry related products that are produced, offered, and marketed. Another one is what they do. Step one is stimulus input. Step two, way of communication. So what is that going on? The buyer behavior, they go into advertisement, sales promotion, brochures, print media, personal selling, public relation, website, and portals, social media. They will look into that. And from there, they would be learning something. They would find something as perception, which they would like to experience. These are the communication filters. So whatever they would have learned from all this, they would form a perception and then get to experience that. And the last is the step three, the second last step is step three, buyer characteristic and a decision process. In that, we look at a demographic and socioeconomic status. And then in that, they pick up psychographic characteristic, need, what they want, and what is their goal, and then what is attitude. All these are added together to the last of the behavior of a buyer, where the purchase option start happening and the response keep coming out. They select the product, or they select and they put up a choice, brand, price, and And then through the outlet, they would decide on the whole thing. And this is how buyer behavior of a prototype is defined by Middleton. This chart fairly well explains to you. Comes the last sixth step, where post-purchase and post-consumption feedback and feeling they would be giving it. So these are the buyer behavior of a prototype. Moving to the next understanding, the buyer behavior prototypes, what are the basics? Travel inspiration through tourist guide, leaflet, brochure, in booklet form, informal interaction. So they form, they keep reading, various inspiration come to them. You would find these type of people just sitting with a brochure, not getting impressed by anything else. They will decide by reading through the tourist guide, leaflet, the brochures that are there, or e-brochures, booklets, and informal interaction with someone, getting some feedback to understand. And that's a prototype buyer behavior. Likewise, personal and social culture factors related to travel behavior, including driving force, need, and expectation. So some these type of buyer behavior, basic is they are traveling to a destination. What is a driving force for them, and what they have the need and expectation by whatever basic which we have learned in the previous slide, that personal and social culture factors will make them their travel behavior. We are again going into understanding the basic external variable, including destination, the variables of different destination. What is the image of that? People will think, oh, this is not good for me. I'm not looking for this type of destination. I'm looking for a destination with some different type of component available, some different supply chain, different type of hotel, different type of people. So they have this a particular destination image which exists in the market. Faith in travel trade intermediaries. The faith that yes, I'm dealing with A travel, B travel, and have faith because I know their expertise. They have the knowledge. They would share proper information to me. And limitations such as cost and time. They are definitely looking at how much they would be paying, what is the time available at their disposal. So characteristic and features of the service, such as the perceived connection between cost and value. Most people look into cost and value. There are few travelers, few buyers who will not care for cost, but the quality of the product, the destination, where they are going, they would give priority to that. They are ready to pay higher prices. And they are looking between cost and value and the range of attraction and amenities offered. What I'm going to get out of this? Am I going to get this, this, this in the cost? Then wonderful. So these are the basic buyer behavior of prototype. Another slide here. What are the tourism and tourist need? Staying arrangements. Obviously, when you travel, what are my arrangements? And these type of arrangements would include any type of hotel that is offered, a residential apartment, a homestay, sharing apartment. All that is staying arrangement. What type of staying has been arranged? Scenic spot. in and around the tourist destination, what I can see, what is available to me. These are all tourism needs, my dear student. And then, of course, different modes of transport or travel. If you can afford, you take a flight. If you take train, faster, super fast, or the normal slow train. And likewise, if you have more money, then you can hire your own vehicle to reach to a different destination. These are all tourism needs. And of course, package or customized tour. We know that there are a lot of package tours which tells you what is included in you. Some people love to buy that. Some people design and ask for a tailor-made itinerary. They say, we don't want this, we don't want this. Only give me this, which should be not part of a large itinerary or generally offered packages. It will be designed for them what they exactly want. Say a group of tourists coming in from some specific country to look for something which is totally different, but in India or say in Mumbai. So they will be asking for a customized itinerary and not the routine type of itinerary. So these are different needs, the tourism need, how and when people take up their travel. So tourist life cycle, the life cycle, like we have a human life cycle, tourist also has a life cycle. So it is, the life cycle begin with pre-trip. What is the perception? What are you going to see? What you want? You design this, the actual trip start happening, you have reached your destination, you start enjoying, you have used all the supply chain, you have flown, you have stayed at the hotel, you have enjoyed your trip, tangible and intangible products that you have paid for, the services you have paid for in the trip, all these combined together you enjoy, and then once you come back, then you become a storyteller. That's a post-trip. You talk to people, you share your pictures with someone, you talk to them and you show, look, this is my post-trip thing. And once again, you go and plan for another trip, which will be the life cycle. So this is how the life cycle of a tourist's life happens, where you plan your trip, you actually enjoy the trip, be part of the trip, enjoying everything for which you have paid. You come back and share your post-trip, could be to the travel agent, could be to your friends, could be to yourself by looking at various visuals, pictures, shoot, reels that you have done and go into what you have seen in that trip. So this is the life cycle that we were talking of. And now we have a great detail of pre-trip. I would count something. Inbound, domestic, outbound, what you would like to do, what are your potential, and what attracts you, all this will make up your pre-travel arrangement, thinking, comparing, planning. Then actual trip happens. I've already explained this to you. Then you go for your booking. The booking turns out into your capturing from various opportunities and thinking of what I would do. And then you start experiencing that trip, the actual trip. As I said, you will be possibly going to a destination, you'll possibly start enjoying, and then post-trip scenario comes in where you come back. You get feedback, you go talk to people, you talk about your what action taken, you talk about various things related to your ATR to the tourist. So all these are post-trip experiences. So this drop, which we saw in life cycle in the previous slide, this particular slide tells you in detail different type of activities in the travel tourist life cycle. It is mentioned here, intervention needed in tourist life cycle. So in pre-trip, all this happened. Trip, which is happening, happens with this type of thing, and post-trip. And once again, you are all set to do another pre-trip, which means the next trip that you take. With this, we conclude our lecture number 5. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Thank you very much for listening to me. Have a great day.